The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics.
Dear patriots and socialist distancers, welcome back. Your weekly dose of Red Pill Politics, the show that is like toilet paper for your mind. I am your opinionated and abrasive host, Dave Kopasz. And as always, the pleasure is all mine in being able to spend another Saturday night with all y'all. I appear on the scene tonight optimistic. All right, I've been guilty a little bit. You probably hear it in my voice. You know, the tensions are building, and sometimes the hill just seems so onerous. But I got to tell you, I've got a renewed sense of hope. All right, I've never lost hope, and we can never ever lose hope. There's no quitting in this particular game of life. So we must persevere. And what's going on right now, I think, is a gift to the whole world. What I'm talking about is what's happening in Canada. So I'm going to pretty much commit the subject for the full 2 hours tonight to what's going on up in Canada. I'm going to tell you, I've been trying to encourage people participating that are actually in the convoys up there. And I've been reaching out through every channel I could possibly imagine. And I'm not totally surprised, but the moderators and those that are helping organize the main assets out there that are available to all of us, I'm talking about social media pages, Zello channels, everything that they're doing to orchestrate that much manpower and machine power and resources safely over the roadways and garner as much support as they can, and with a cohesive, coherent, concise message. And it's working. It's working. And we're going to talk about that tonight. And I reached out to as many organizations and portals as I could find. And to be honest with you, it was a kind of a learning experience for me. Is I really don't know how much outreach I got. These people are getting absolutely deluged with personal requests. And I know how these things can be through my experience, particularly in dealing with some storm relief projects, is there's an immediate catastrophic need, and then all of a sudden there's an entity, and then you're swamped. There's some good-hearted people out there in a situation like this with storm relief. The logistics all of a sudden have going from, you know, a couple of people sitting out with a pickup truck and a card table. It turned into where we took over a garage and a welding shop, like two or three bays stacked to the ceiling with things until we could get storage units and tractor trailers. In doing the logistics of something like this and the messaging involved is monumental. So I don't know how much of an outreach that I got, but I'm going to put it out there right now, good and early. I'm probably going to be a little repetitive about that, especially through the first half of the broadcast. But please reach out. Share the call-in number, 512-248-8252. Share that with anyone that you know who is actively participating, as I like to get some call-ins and some reports and updates right from the ground. Now, I've been listening to, if you go online, those that are tuning in to the Twitch feed, there's a couple ways you can listen to the show. As always, republicbroadcasting.org. You go over there to the website, they got a one-click player right there. All right, you click it, and it starts playing whoever's broadcasting at that time. You can check out the archives. There's all kinds of different programmers there. Find something you like. Get plugged into it. Share it around. And Saturday night show, we're a little bit too gritty for all the big techies guys out there. So we don't go on social media, but we do send it over to Twitch. Very special feed over to our Twitch channel. Head over there, look up Red Pill Patriot. Get plugged in. Participate in the text chat. And we can share some resources and things that way, too. But one of the things I was listening to earlier, and a link I shared in the feed just a moment ago, is if you plug in, like, with anything, in this case here, Ottawa scanner frequencies, and it's usually Spotify, and this is the source I put up there, has a source where you can actually listen to police, fire, and EMS and what they're doing. And there's useful information that can be had on exactly what's going on from that particular perspective. So, yeah, I was listening to that this morning, and they were reporting people that were protesters, sounded like they were counter-protesters that were showing up, and they were blocking the off-ramps. And what I had intercepted... And it's funny that I tuned into it because I was kind of tuning in, tuning out, tuning in, tuning out. And what had happened was the people started to get up onto the ramp itself, which obviously is a place where there's not supposed to be pedestrians. And the scanner, they were talking the police back and forth, talking about, you know, what do we do here? And they were pretty much told not to engage them. In other words, let them take over. So I don't know if that was done for any particular safety reason. Was it done to maybe choke off sections of the city early on? You know, in other words, you know, fewer vehicles to contend with. If we can block some of the off ramps, they'll gridlock sooner. I don't know. But there's interesting information you can sometimes get scrounging around. We listen to that most of the day. And, man, that place is gridlock. And, of course, all the usual things going on in the background, and you have the opportunist, the common street criminals out there, will take advantage of the confusion and entropy. And, you know, you hear that stuff going on in the background. But what an unbelievable train of patriots heading in there to just slam on the brakes and say, this is over. They are demanding that Trudeau resign, demanding an end to the lockdowns, and they're not moving until they get it. And I think this is really a perfect situation. I got really thinking deeply about this. I did a short little stream earlier to kind of test things here before the show tonight and got to vent a little bit. But I had been thinking about how significant this particular approach really is. And we're going to explore that a little bit tonight. Again, I encourage you to share the call-in number. If you're listening right now, if you are in contact by some chance, because I know there's a lot of people reaching out, communicating with those in the convoy. If you have any contacts, please have them call in tonight. All right, we want to hear what's going on right there from the people involved. Obviously, the news is not going to be doing this. For those that have been trying to pay attention, you probably went out there and what used to be readily available camera feeds, okay, when Big Brother wants to be able to, you know, snap a picture of your license plate as you're zipping down the highway, those cameras are usually working pretty damn good and reliably. Well, miraculously, today they all went down, all right, over the last day or two, they just started blinking out. You know, the news reporting these, oh, just erroneously, completely off the wall numbers. Oh, yeah, it's like 1,000 sighted here, and, you know, it might, we're expecting maybe 10,000. They're not going to get anything like that. This is an amazing number of people that are heading in there, and it's not just truckers now. That was an added problem to the logistics as I was listening to them trying to orchestrate how this massive crowd of people was going to safely get into the city. And it, what added to it all of a sudden is that the patriotism just got swept up in everybody. And people were hopping in their regular pickup trucks, their cars, their station wagons, snowmobiles. There were groups of snowmobilers. It was unbelievable. So, you know, as they tried to deal with this, and again, a lesson in here for you preppers, you know, anyone who was actually in that convoy, I'm sure can testify to this, is that it doesn't take too many breakdowns to cause a major problem in the flow of traffic. You know, one bad accident or an inconvenient breakdown somewhere, that can really choke things up pretty badly. So in a situation where you got to get out of town, the same type of traffic congestion could easily be in existence. And you see how quick. But again, the logistics, the people helping, the volunteers, they were out there, they were mobile units driving around monitoring the radios for people with breakdowns, literally rolling right up on them, fixing their rigs and getting them rolling again. Food, all the things that you would need to sustain for a long-haul trip like this. And the Patriots came out of the woodwork. Like I said, very, very inspiring. But we're going to dig even deeper tonight. Again, I encourage you to get this number out, 512-248-8252. All right, that is the number that they can call in and get these truckers, these folks involved in the convoy. Let's get them on. I want to hear from them tonight. All right, I love all the regular callers that we got too. We'll field those as they come in. But I am going to prioritize the call-ins from Canada. All right, if things start to get bunched up there, that's the way it's going to go. So we want to hear right from them. The news, they're not going to report this. They're downplaying it. And boy, I'll tell you, after what Trudeau said, he's all this just a small minority of extremist elements. But that's not us. That's not the majority of Canada. That's not who we are. Well, you know, what he's got now, he just threw gas on the fire is what he did. That was a real, you know, that was just a bitch slap in the face. That's really all that was. I don't know how else to describe it. That is pretty much all that was. And it pissed off the Canadian people. They're like, yeah? Well, and they took to the roadsides, and they encouraged, and they waved them on, and they, like I said, they've been there with supplies, and anything that they could want is there. The people dropped what they were doing in their lives to help organize and orchestrate this thing, and the messaging is perfect. They went in, and it's not ambiguous. They're not coming in just rebel. They're coming in saying we want a resignation and the end of the mandates and the trucks are parked. All right, when you give us notice that that stuff has happened, we're going home, going back to work. All right, nice and simple messaging, and they all stick to it now, and we got to support them. I'm telling you, whatever tyrants and despots think they're going to use their power and their authority to prevent, in this case, in America here, government's job is to keep commerce regular. So, I mean, would you, as a truck driver or any type of business that supplies a product or service over the border to Canada, If you got some kind of a notice from government saying, hey, we're pissed off at those guys right now, you can't drive your truck there, you can't sell your things there, or whatever. Because they would love to do that. They're trying to shut the border down now. They'll use COVID as an excuse, I'm sure. Or they can say, oh, well, they've got unrest, in Canada. So are we going to allow that? Are we going to let them, starve Canada out because they're being disobedient to the globalists? That's really what this is. And I was pondering earlier, what do you think Klaus Schwab's advice to Trudeau is? Because I'm sure Trudeau, he's somewhere quivering in a little ball with Klaus Schwab on speed dial. What do I do? What do I do? Oh, boy. Of course, Schwab's not going to get any splatter on him. People like Trudeau are quite dispensable. So, whatever. We'll have to meet you and we'll prop a new puppet up later. That's all, right? Well, here's what I hope happens, right? This is how I've been thinking. I'm driving a little deeper here. I'm pretty sure that since this is a globalist entity that is attacking our economies, attacking our freedoms and liberties with their agenda, this reset, we know this now, all right? Those listening to the show, listening to this network, we're adults and can talk like adults here. We know what they're doing pretty much because they've broadcasted that and said that's what they're doing. So as the World Economic Forum tries to cinch in the central banks in this globalization of our economies and our money, digitize it, our cashless society, if you will, that's where this is coming from. And for a globalist to take over, because you see, it's not one nation, it's all. All right, that's their target, is all. So every time there's an attack, it has to be attack on the whole unit. Up till now, they've been using the environment. All right, we're now distracted with COVID-1984. And believe me, if all of a sudden this falls apart and we let it just fall apart and we go back to, being abused just a little less and we let them come back beating us over the head with climate change, that's still their thing. The attack is a global one. And I've said this, out loud, we've talked about this in shows in the past, is that if there's ever going to be a meaningful pushback on globalization, the New World Order, it's not going to come just from America. It's not going to be any one nation. And it's not really going to be any one ultra-specific issue. It is going to be pushback that is from we, the people of every nation of the world. All right, the common man, that person that wants to just raise his family, go to work, raise his family, and kind of just be left alone. Talk to who they want to. Mingle and purchase products and services from who they want, just to live life. Really, that's all. Just live life. Be left alone by government. Those people. Because we're in the extreme majority, you see. Is that there are a few common things about your human being across the planet, regardless of who you are. I don't care about faith at this particular point in the discussion. When you get right down to it, when you could look them eye to eye and ask them, what would make you most happy, most comfortable? And it comes around to, they look at their children, their spouses. They don't look up. We'll be right back after this short break with some Red Pill Politics on Republic Broadcasting Network. Hey, right, Liz, we'll be back.
Last time I saw you, you had tears in your eyes. You're a lonely man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Politics. I would like to invite you. I know you've a few stuck through and listening to things in between here on the break, but I want to take a moment and draw your attention back to republicbroadcasting.org. Please make sure you stop by there every once in a while, not only to get a good head full of information, which I think you could use, especially if you've been anywhere near a television set, but I want you to pay particular attention at the donate buttons right there, pretty prominently placed. And I'd like you to take advantage of that. Click on the donate tab. There's a couple ways you can donate. You can send some of those severely devalued Federal Reserve notes, stuff them right in an envelope and send them directly to the station. All right, you can do it the old-fashioned way. I know some of you guys and how you feel about the technology and credit cards and information and stuff. I get it. But feel free. And if you can do a monthly gift, that's even better. And I'll tell you why. As big or small as it is, if it's $5, all right, it's something that comes through the door that the station managers and administrators look at. And they say, all right, well, this here is going to pay these bills. And it's something that you can count on. And I tell you, every little bit counts here. So donate if you can. Share the link around. Make sure that folks know that we're here. And now we're getting back to the show. I was just about to get into the significance of this. And I honestly hope, and I pray that the other nations of the world aren't looking in at Canada like they are here to friggin' entertain us. Like this is an event for us to observe, like the friggin' Olympics or something. Okay, they're not here to entertain us. This is not just a cool thing that they're doing. They literally are up there right now in a battle, a war, a fight for their freedoms and liberties. And this is how this, you know, portion of it manifested itself. And I think it's perfect. I think it's utterly perfect because what better industry than the trucking industry? I mean, they're the veins and the arteries of every stinking little thing that we buy, whatever it is, every little trinket, the processed food that we gobble up, all the whatever. You know, it shows up at our shores somehow, and then trucks distribute that everywhere, absolutely everywhere. And everything stops when they stop. It almost did when government interfered with the food supply. Right? That's not something you can tinker with. Growing food is a effort that, you know, you're planning it the year before. Right? If you're growing beef, it isn't something that, you know, oh, you need a new cow? Poof. Here, let me just, you know, let me show you my extra large food erecocycle. Bang, you got a cow. It isn't the way it works. Nothing in the food chain. It takes time to grow food. So when, you know, they messed up and started withering that entire industry, up to and including the truck drivers. And when these pinches start happening with these guys, you know, you have things like this going on, and then add to that a spike in fuel cost. You know, how many blows can you take before these smaller guys go out of business? And pretty soon you're left with big conglomerates. Things are monopolized again. Well, they caused such a withering of the food supply that finding truck drivers was becoming quite difficult. And farmers were actually having that discussion on whether it would be more economical to plow in their crops. All right, because they literally had, you know, ta-da, we got food. You know, were you guys going to come pick it up? Ain't you ordering anything? Well, no, they're not. They're not. Government interfered with commerce and shut them down unconstitutionally. So the truckers took a good hit there again, too. But man, the messaging is perfect, because now you know, even if you want to watch your stinking television, and then you reach over to the potato chip bowl and there's no friggin' potato chips here for you, and you think you're just going to drive to the store and buy some snacky cakes and tater chips, you think the shelves were bare before the convoy? Oh man. Oh, man, you better be packed up on your snacky cakes, all right, folks. All right, you people that don't know what the hell is going on. You better be packing up on your snacky cakes, because I think the shelves are going to be empty. I think your truck drivers around the world are going to realize they're the hinge pin here. They're the hinge pin. You're not going to be watching television anymore. You're going to be watching out your window at what the hell is actually going on in the world. Things have stopped. We hit the pause button. Okay? America's the worst. The people here are such an entertainment-based culture right now. It's unbelievable. Thank God for the break. I'm pissing myself off here. I'll be right back after the message. Red Belt Politics. Public Broadcasting. God. Came down to you.
Wait. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Just getting started, man. I can't believe it. I'm all riled up already. And we're just a half hour into the show. Buckle up, folks. Buckle up. It is crazy times out there. But, you know, I always said that, you know, like Rahm Emanuel, we made that reference before. Never let a good crisis go to waste. And they're all opportunists now. Any crisis, whether real or fabricated, they are poised. They're like stalking the political situation, like predators in the dark, waiting for that opportunity to pounce. They always are. And whenever there's confusion, emotion, and they get us, especially when they get us warring with each other, they take advantage. They take full advantage. Well, there's entropy in the political situation here. And is in with Canada, I swear, if the nations, the rest of the nations of the world, and especially the United States, if you sit on your hands here, all right, they've stood up and they led the way. And this is being effective. And it, you know what would make it more effective? If they weren't the only ones out there. Like, they're on display for our friggin' entertainment. Canada is not a TV show. It's not. Right now, they're the tip of the spear of freedom and liberty. Completely outperforming us down here. We don't know what the hell bathroom the friggin' pee in. You know what should happen? We should have a convoy in the United States from all corners, and pick up a young person and put them in the friggin' cab with you. That's what we need, is young men sitting in the cab of a truck. You want to inspire a young child's heart, wait till you start to roll into the city and see America out there, real America. Wouldn't that be something? That's exactly what they should do. Don't go out there alone. Put a young person in your truck and take them for a ride. Because they're awful confused, our young people today. Awful confused. But let that be a lesson for the rest of us. What an effective thing. All right. I mean, I don't care where in the hell you go to get your things, your trinkets and your things and your stuff. Your food. And, you know, and I sit off and spout off about, you know, eating well and how bad processed and junk food is and stuff. And I catch myself way too often looking into the cart with absolute disgust. Did I really need that? Or am I buying that really just because it tastes good? And no other nutritional value. You know what I mean? I'm guilty of it too. I'm not going to lie to you one bit. But, you know, I look in other people's carts. And they shop like they're going to be able to go in there and get their cheesy poofs and snacky cakes, you know, 24 hours a day. That nothing in their life could ever be so stinking disrupted. Well, if we allow government to just shut us off like a light switch, you're essential and you're not. You're vaccinated and you're not. And we tolerate that. Do you think that they're just, and they always do it under the guise of an emergency. Do you think these power-hungry megalomaniacs are going to stop there? They've got some ambitions, you know, and they've shared those with us. All right, Klaus Schwab's got the whole economic thing and your money all straightened out. This will be very easy. You'll have nothing and be happy about it, right? He said so. Al Gore and all those knuckleheads. They got this environmental thing. They understand the problem. The problem is us. We'll just do this math. Remember Bill Gates, that intellectual, amazing leader of the entire galactic friggin' universe, got up there with his little formula. We're just going to reduce the population a little bit. You know, the future lies in vaccines. You don't need that cash. You don't need that stuff. Do you really need a barbecue grill in your backyard? I don't know. Your carbon credits. We've been watching your smart meter. We already shut off your clothes dryer and your air conditioner. What a beautiful future we'd have. We just keep consenting, and they'll give back all our freedoms and liberties. That's happened only never. Only never. They've never once taken a right from us, a freedom, a liberty that we had, and then willingly gave it back. I keep challenging people. You know, please tell me, is there a time where that's happened? Because I keep running around shooting off my mouth that there's no such thing. And no one's ever told me, oh, yeah, well, government took a bunch of our rights here, and then they said, oh, well, we really don't need the Lord over you, and here, have them all back. I just don't know of any example of any such thing. So can we comply our way out of this? What is fully vaccinated? All right, well, they pretty much set the precedent now that a lot of people seem to be willing to accept that there is no such thing. It's whenever the numbers stop going their way, they go, oh, another one, another booster. And then whatever variant they squeeze out of it, because never before have we vaccinated in the apex of an outbreak. Forces variants. And now we're talking about genetically modified ones at that. Oh my gosh. Holy mackerel. Yeah, we'll consent our way right out of that, won't we? I think we got a call in over here. Chance from West Virginia. Chance, how are you this evening?
Hey, my man, Little Feet Dave, how are you? You know,
not too bad.
Hearing about all those Canadian truck drivers joined by, I think, 11 or 12,000 American truck drivers really put a smile on my face, you know? And you know what else I admire? I admire all those mama bears in this country that are doing their job, too.
Absolutely.
I have the utmost respect for them. But I got to ask myself this, Little Feet Dave, where the hell are all the men?
Yeah, I just challenged him. I said, put some snot-nosed kid in your truck and let's do a convoy of our own.
I mean, they're letting the woman do all the dirty work. God bless these women. I admire them. But, like I said, I can't understand where the hell these men are at.
Yeah, you know, I did notice a large number of women were heading up and moderating a lot of the orchestrating the traffic and stuff on Zello, for example, a lot of the food and the things like that. You know, moms were doing what moms do, and that's to make sure that their family's safe. And in one case, there was a son out there. He got ahead of his mom on the convoy, and she was catching up with another group from somewhere else. So it was a mother trucker and a son trucker. They got her slipped right in there, but, you know, God bless every one of them.
I looked at
the overpasses, and that was a mix of men and women both. But we got to admire what they've done.
I am so impressed by these mama bears, Dave. Really, really impressed. God bless them. I just hope, like I said, that these men get up off their damn asses, because I don't think it's right to leave it to the woman to do all the work. You know, a man should be there with her.
There's a lot of men involved in this, too. I'm not going to poo-poo the guys on this, because, you know, some of those drivers out there are men who have wives that are at home and support them in that sense and know how important this is.
But, Dave, that's not what I mean. I'm talking about the ones going in front of the school boards here in this country.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That's what I mean. These women, wow, they remind me of my mama, my dear mama. You don't come between a mama bear and her cubs. I mean, that's proof.
Yeah.
But I just wish the daddies wouldn't be so pusillanimous.
Yep,
and just leave it up to them. Put the ball in their court. That's how I see it. That's how I was raised, Dave.
Well, I'm starting to hear now there are a lot of moms that are showing up at the town meetings and starting to become quite effective. And I'm hearing from dads now that are running for school committee, running for seats on the school committee. So, good pushback all the way around, and it is needed. Pressure from every point. The Board of Health, we should be filling our Boards of Health, our city councils. All of these need to be replaced as quickly as possible. And when you get people in there, think about this, Chance. When that many people are in there, all hitting the brakes, all right, creating little legislative gridlock of their own, it starts sending a message and signaling back through the apparatus, and it slows them down. If nothing else, it slows them down until you got the reinforcements. Because it's tough. Believe me, when you're a trailblazer and you're that one person that got on the board, and I tell them, they come back and say, oh, man, they treat me awful. They hate me. They don't, you know, they call me names. And I said, good for you. Good. That's precisely what you want. I'm glad you told me that, because I was starting to worry. I was starting to worry that you were ineffective, because if you don't get that reaction from these nutcases right now, then you are not pushing hard enough.
I know. You know what I can't understand, Dave, still to this day, is why do Americans wait until the 11th hour before they take action? Why don't they jump on these things as soon as they occur?
They're watching the Olympics and the football game and, you know, whatever's on Netflix. That's exactly what they're doing.
Screw all that. Look, there was no bigger football fan than me, Dave, and I gave it up. I boycotted and gave it up. I said, the hell with this.
No, I'm with you.
No, really. I gave it up. And I'm a big football fan. Always was. And I gave it up. I said, I ain't watching this crap no more.
Don't get mad at me, Chance. I'm just answering your question. You asked me why, and I said they're entertaining themselves and watching the friggin' television. So,
I got rid of that 20 years ago, too, by the way.
I don't miss mine, not one bit.
Nope, I don't. You have to get away from it. You know, it's so effective, even knowing what I know, mind you. If I sat in front of that for 15 minutes, I could feel the programming work on me. And I'm aware of things, too. It's a very dangerous medium. TV is a very dangerous, wicked medium.
Look at the number of pharmaceutical ads on daytime television. It's sickening. It's on every break. Every break, they're trying to give you a pill for something. Ask your doctor about this. Ask your doctor about that.
Ask your doctor. When I hear the word doctor or hospital now, I think of skull and crossbones, Dave. That's what I think of now.
Well, you ask your doctor, and then your doctor is just going to ask government, what pill are you pushing today? Oh, remdesivir? Yep. Okay, well, how about some remdesivir? And then when you can't breathe, we'll put you on this fancy ventilator. All right, and then, we'll introduce your family to our friends at the morgue over at the funeral.
Then in five days, you shuffle off to Buffalo. Yeah, there you go.
Bastards.
In the front door, out the back door, and into the basement with a tag on your toe. I mean...
I got one question for you, Chance, before I let you go. If they fire up in West Virginia and they say, we're convoying, would you be down there to support them?
You're damn right I will.
All right, that's what I want to hear.
That's a no-brainer. You're damn right. I had enough of this. I had enough of this shit. I'll be honest with you. Excuse my language. I had enough.
You're not far from D.C. You could make the ride, right?
Oh, I don't know if I'd go to D.C., though. I'd be afraid I'd be contaminated with God knows what.
You got to take 2 showers when you get home from there, right?
Got to scrub yourself with life. If you go to D.C., you got to scrub yourself with lye after you leave, Dave.
Yeah, right. Twice. Hey, thanks for the call, Chance. Appreciate it, brother.
God bless now.
Have a good night. We have got to stand up and do something. I get on here and I preach about how important those local seats are, and they are. But we've got opportunity right now. If this pops off, and it's starting to, I've already seen it. You've probably seen them out there. Other nations are doing the same thing. They're talking about it in the United States. If it's going to happen, it's going to literally pop off this week. It's not something that will linger. A month down the road, the emotions, the momentum, it's all gone. To borrow from a tactic of the progressives, they always do things through emotion. This is an emotional issue. If you go out and scour Rumble and BitChute and even social media for videos from there, you see all kinds of people bawling like babies for crying out loud. They're really swept up in this, and it's overwhelming. For the first time, they see they're not alone. There's people all around them willing to stand and fight for freedom and liberty. And it's become so exciting. It's overwhelming emotionally to a lot of those people. The emotion is there right now. And if America, if you look in on this and do nothing, because this is the pushback against the globalists. Right, this is a globalist push on us, And we now have what could be these brush fires of liberty that just break out everywhere, where nations around the world, where the World Economic Forum, where their only problem isn't just peeing on a fire in Canada. Their attention is divided, just the way they put so many missiles in the water against us. Divide our attention, something's going to get through, and they've advanced somehow, some way. Well, let's put that pressure right back on them. I'm calling on every nation in the world to stand up while you can. Every one of you are oppressed. This is a globalist push to oppress your economies, to put them into a depression, an unrecoverable situation economically, so that the World Economic Forum and their cast of criminals can come in and offer you the solution. Right? A whole digital system in exchange your digital slaves. No, time to say no. All right, good. Another caller here from New York. Ken from New York, how are you doing this evening?
Very good, thank you. The phrase that always goes through my mind is called the politics of restriction. And you, of course, you see it everywhere. It's your water bill gets a $20 charge on it. Because they say they want to clean up PFAS, which were caused by DuPont in the first place, and they've already made settlements. You know, but that's just an aside. This trucker thing, I wasn't even aware of it until about 2 weeks ago. Was it 1 or 2 weeks ago we started hearing about it?
Yeah.
Is this a decentralized movement, or is it, I mean, it's, I've heard all kinds of crazy figures about how many trucks there are.
It is. It's an incredible amount of trucks, and it was very spontaneous. I think there was probably some initial communications from some of the big trucking entities. But, man, when it kicked off and it was mentioned, it was just a bang. It was there, and everyone started hopping on board, and it took on a life of its own. So it didn't really happen. It wasn't something they've been planning to do for months. It really did happen that quickly. But there was so much civic backing to it that it was instant and spontaneous. All right? They didn't have to push and market and lobby for support for their convoy. They literally had to beat it off with a stick. So the people were ready, and the people of America are ready. And they're literally, I look at the truckers, like I said, I described them as the veins and the arteries of the nation, is everything really stops, and their attention on buying crap at the dollar store or Netflix goes away when those trucks have diverted their attention to freedom and liberty. I think it's so critically important that they succeed. Do you think they're going to follow through? What do you think with the Canada situation? They said their claims, and they got a very nice, concise, cohesive message that we're going there and we're not leaving until Trudeau resigns and the mandates go away.
Didn't Fidel Trudeau run down to Costa Rica or something? That's the last thing I heard.
He said that he was exposed to someone who tested positive and was going to self-quarantine.
He ran down, Costa Rica's.
I think he went himself and put a bunker.
another thing that I hope they keep this alive and use it as a political movement somehow, because the one thing that I see, I work, my retirement job is working on a transport bus, and we have road stops. We have a main artery that we use quite a bit. It's called Route 495, and it runs the length of Long Island out to about Riverhead, New York. And I see the truck stops, and it's like every other week I see the state police harassing the truck drivers. And it's not so much that, you know, they weigh them and they enforce whatever it is they're enforcing. Is that word enforcer again, you know? And, but or the time that's cost is the problem. These guys work on a really tight schedule, do they not? I mean, this they can spend an hour easily, hour and a half, having these guys crawling all around the truck. And where does the money go? It's certainly not going into the roads. We got the worst roads in the country. We have a, it was a, up until about 30 years ago, it was a beautiful cement roadway. And then all of a sudden they start patching it up with asphalt, and then it gets dug right out again. All of the roads here are like that. The money
Yeah, I think sometimes they put down a certain type of asphalt that really is nothing more than a temporary patch.
Yeah, it comes right out again.
It pops right out until they do something more permanent. In the winter months, it's pretty difficult to get material to stay in there, to their credit. But I do see the same neglect that you do, and that exists in your infrastructure under the ground, too. I know we, in the town I lived in, we had a lot of water main breaks, sometimes just spontaneously, you know, popping out and bang, the streets flooded or neighborhoods flooded, or when they're working on it, it's so fragile that, you know, that hasn't been paid attention to for a very long time.
Well, I hope they use this for some to put some kind of pressure on the states. And the other problem is, everybody's looking for a truck driver because apparently not enough people have clean licenses. They're so harsh with the CDL licenses.
And, yeah, they got miserable with the licensing. And we also, there was a big wave of private, you know, sole proprietorships and smaller independent truckers who went under a few years back when the price of diesel was getting up there. You know, we were paying, you know, $4 and close to $5 a gallon here in the Massachusetts area. But that, they literally were losing money taking jobs, and they couldn't make their truck payments. And again, the trucking industry monopolized just a little bit more because, the other guys gobbled up their trucks at, you know, pennies on the dollar. And at the same time, they got rid of a little competition. So they're in a tough spot right now. But the truckers are key in this. And this, we see it's a success there because it was unstoppable. They made it unenforceable. I've talked about this on the show before, is that if we create situations, I think I use traffic violations as an example. If any county, if all of a sudden we decided we were going to challenge every traffic ticket, that would be it. They couldn't process them in court. Hey, thanks a lot for the call in. We got a break right now. We'll be coming back to another caller right after that. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend. Velvet.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.